We're gonna do an actual intro. Like, hey everyone, stop playing the audio.
Yeah, 1,108, sir.
Whoa.
Jeremy Mays, Kevin DeFranco on this side.
Was gonna talk like this the whole
Yeah.
show.
You use your sexy voice the whole
Oh,
time.
this is sexy. I feel sorry for everybody I've ever been with. Because I've never used this voice, that's for sure. Hey.
You're using the come hither voice there.
Will you please sleep with me? Please. Begging does sound a little bit better in this, in like a low voice like this. No, seriously, I could really use to get laid tonight. That'd be really nice of you. I mean, just keep feeding.
It has been a bad string of bad luck here, and
Yeah, I mean, you could really help a guy out if, just
I
I'll make it worth, I'll make it worth your while, I'll take you to dinner. It's, I mean, I won't. I didn't have any money back then.
take you to Taco Bell for
Oh,
dinner.
God. Oh, man. What
Well,
a.
actually, no. I think the big date that I took people on was to was it Rockne's that had the I remember the gyro salads, I believe there.
I don't remember
It was
Rockne's at
kind
all.
of, it was kind of like a it wasn't a competitor for B Dubs, but it was kind of like a proto, I would call it similar to like an Applebee's or something like that that has
Oh, wow.
survived all of those wars. Like it was in that, it was definitely in that because it was like more Americana food. But that was the first time I had lamb meat, and it was
Nothing
very tasty.
like going on a date hoping to get some and then just stuff them full of lamb. Here's a giant gyro. And that's also a good indicator though of, oh yeah, I'll take the gyro. Yeah, I'm done with this. So this uncultured slob, I'm calling it a gyro. Ugh, no, that was so weird when I moved to Ohio. People called a gyro gyros, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh
I'm like,
yeah. Okay,
I'm
yeah.
certain they're not saying that.
Yeah,
Yes, they were.
Rockne's is still around.
What
Okay.
the hell was Rockies? And by the way, this is Kent, Ohio, everybody. So.
Yes, Kent, Ohio, the large mecca of the world. Yeah.
Oh, it was in Akron. It
Yeah,
was.
Cuyahoga Falls, Fairlawn. Oh yeah, they still have a Kent, Maslin, North Canton.
What
Yeah.
the? How do they have all these places? I've never heard of this place. Where the
Oh,
hell is this?
I well, like I said, I definitely took a date there. I'm pretty sure that one of the two times my parents actually came up to Kent, Ohio, I took them to
What the
Rockne's
f
for a dinner. I'm pretty sure.
All right,
'Cause there is one
goodness.
other place that I'm trying to remember, and I wonder if it's also still around, but the name is escaping me for that one.
All right.
'Cause I
Sounds
feel like
good.
that one came down here to Columbus and eventually closed, so I feel like the answer is no, but yeah, evidently Rockne's still around. Good for
Oh my God, I remember this place now. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I had
it.
to look to see where this thing was. Yeah. Okay. Not that I'm gonna know like recognize anything around it anymore, but
Yep.
yep, there's Newman. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Boy,
Yep,
then that's where you start the show.
that
One,
was
no one
the
cares.
expensive date in the late 90s.
Everything's expensive. We had no money.
That was the fancy date.
Yeah,
Well, that's what it started out talking about. I mean, you were using the come hither voice there, and we started talking about the Taco Bell date, and I was at least trying to upgrade to Rockne's. Jeez, I thought you'd get
it just
the
took me a second. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out when I went on a date, where did we ever go? I think I just met girls at parties or work. I never really went on dates. I mean, I was a
reference.
quick mover. Well, I always been a quick mover. They were always the ones like holding out. Like, What are we doing? We need to figure out if we're compatible right off the bat. I'm not going to judge you at all. I mean, even if it's bad, I don't care. So let's just like, could you imagine being single now, going like starting to date somebody, and like, no, I want to wait. I'm like, no, time waits for no man, and at your age, woman too. So let's just test this out, and if we've got that compatibility going, then everything else will be okay. Oh my God. That seems like such a foreign concept. Like, no, I just want to make sure, we love each other. Okay. All right. Whatever. Just whatever.
Yep,
I'm 16. I don't care.
I know that is the case, at least for one participant in my life that will remain officially unnamed. Thank you very much. 'Cause there are question marks surrounding my parents, so hey, I'm just saying there's a little bit of a coincidence that my older brother was born 9 months after they got married, so I'm just
A little bit of a shotgun wedding.
either that happened shortly before, or they got really lucky on that fine evening.
Dude, I thought you're talking about waiting for marriage. If I have no idea how that would have ever worked.
Well,
You
I mean,
know?
considering that they dated for less than a year,
Oh.
that was a, I mean, come on, that like it's not like either of us were like, oh yeah, 1 year, let's get hitched here.
No, it's like 5 years each time.
You
So,
know, like I guess
but
in his own way, he was trying to get into that kitchen earlier rather than later. I'm just
boy, this just took an uncomfortable turn. Bringing up the parents. I was 16, 17. I came back, like my friends and I were supposed to be out. It was when my mom started dating my dad, and
no.
they didn't think I was coming back, and I forgot something, and just walk in. It was in my mom's townhome. There, and it's like, it's the classic, like
Oh
living through
yeah,
the middle, whatever. Yeah.
three floor or two floors,
I came in
basement.
through the front door because I just parked the car in front, ran in real quick, and they're on the living room floor, like they're all clothed, thank God, and I didn't see anything. But they are just beet red. Their hair's all messed up. I just went, and my dad's like, "Hey, what are you doing back, bud?" I'm like, "I just forgot. I don't know if I forgot. Just forgot this." Oh, all right.
Yeah, I forgot my good cassettes.
Yeah, and
Like we I forgot my boom box.
and now I wish I could forget that, but now I am 51 years old, and I remember it like it was yesterday. Just the dog didn't even bark. Nothing. Like, oh my God. Oh, so gross. So gross.
Yeah, 'cause that's it. I was almost wondering if we were gonna hear the wife upstairs cackling. She was watching a bunch of videos about back in our day kind of things and just cackling up there. And I'm just like, yep, that is accurate. That kind of stuff happened.
I know, like, we're all here because our parents did it, right? But I don't really care to think about that. Like,
Oh yeah, I try not to think about that with my siblings, even though that is a more contemporary thought to have. It's like, no, that's
Yeah, I mean, your
okay.
brother's out getting laid, sure. But then it's like,
Yeah,
well, you got a little sister, and you're like, I know it's a double standard. I know it is, but it's still, I mean, I don't have a sister. So it's like my little brother is like, whatever, my not so little brother. But conversations not to be had on a podcast, other people's business.
yep, that's the way, that's where I leave it, sir. It's just like, nope, okay, don't need to think about any of it.
I'll never
Do
forget
not need to think about any of it.
the immortal words. He's like,
Leave it out of mind.
he just looks at me, and we were at the planet, no, Hard Rock. Yeah, the Hard Rock restaurant in Myrtle Beach. And he's 17 and I'm buying him drinks. They didn't card him because you met Jason. He never looked like he was his age. And
Oh.
get him half in the bag. And he's like, man, that first time, I can never go back. And I was like, yeah, yes. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the club. It's so that's all I want to do. And now he ended up, well, never mind. But just and he kept it. He's kept it his whole life. So
He has
good on
continued to
her.
participate.
Yes.
He has continued to participate.
Speaking of participate, people are buying tickets like crazy. For I don't know how to get out of this one. So, but so we,
Oh
yeah,
man,
I found the.
if anyone ever listens to these shows, it'll be hilarious.
Yeah, well. Yeah, so he said it a far different way, but so no, I found the information about the TKO earnings call. Like TKO overall was down, UFC was down too, and because I guess that the Paramount deal must not kick in until next year. Well,
I keep on finding how awkward it is, and I'm just like, why is ESPN still advertising for the UFC events? Like, didn't they announce this Paramount deal already? Like, I'm like, oh, this is a really awkward, this is getting to be an awkwardly long time period if it's not until next year. Like, I kind of, in a lot of ways, I almost understand what the WWE did and just said, F it, we're putting in our chips with ESPN and getting off of this other platform. You know what I mean? Like, maybe neither is ideal, but it just seems like a better route to go here.
And well,
Even if ESPN's losing their shirt on that deal anyway.
yeah, there's no way, like when they signed that, I don't know, I know we talked a little bit about it, but they signed that deal and I'm like, has no one learned? Like Netflix is learning that WWE, the price they're paying for, it's not worth it. I also think Netflix probably thought they were going to get all those live events too. And they ended up going with ESPN instead. So I get the feeling there's a little bit of buyer's remorse there because if you already have Netflix, no one's gonna like. I know it's like in all these homes, but if you already have Netflix, well, then they're not making any more money. They just paid more. So.
Oh yeah, like that the WWE did not determine my membership into Netflix. You know, it is one of those situations where they just got me to watch more content is really all that it comes down to. And
And
it's only really 2.5, 3 hours of content extra,
well, for me, I VPN to watch
2:45.
the PLEs, but I mean, I still use Netflix for other stuff too. But it's like that's what you're asking somebody is for 4 weeks, four, sometimes 5 weeks, 5 Mondays a month to pay for Netflix. Just saying you don't use it for anything else. Like you're crazy. That just,
Oh.
but
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's definitely, and we definitely talked about it a little bit last week, or in weeks prior. The second NXT is off of Peacock. Four to six Saturday night's main events is not going to keep me on Peacock. It's going to be like, okay, tough shit. Like, I'm not watching that event.
well, especially
And
if they're as bland as this last one was. I
yeah.
mean, that show was, I mean, it was fine, but it was nothing. Nothing happened outside of CM Punk winning and Jade winning. But you didn't need to see them. I mean,
Oh
so.
yeah, they it yeah, neither of them were master classes in professional wrestling.
Well, I saw some accusations of Jey Uso like being under the influence, or I mean, I'm not saying that, but I saw some like different videos and write-ups like he might have been like intoxicated, or I'm like, that doesn't seem to be true at all. Like blown up, maybe. Like.
That part seems a little much for me. Blown up. One thing that I said that I wonder how much just the travel in general is getting to some of these people. I like even though they've cut down on the number of shows so that it's mainly just the televised events at this point, that is still an absurd amount of travel that they are putting their bodies through. I mean, especially because what I think to get to Perth, it was 24 hours. I
It
want
was
to
something
say, like,
ridiculous like that, yeah.
because I didn't look at it for this past event, but I looked at it the first time they went there. And I'm just like, holy smokes. Like, that is a long amount of time, like you're definitely not working out for 24 hours two ways, and then you've got to like get back into the gym, get back on TV. Like, oh man, that is just and that to me is one of those things I'm just like, maybe that's just what happened to him. The guy was just fucking tired. Like there's not as much to read into it as you think. Like it happens,
And bad timing and bad matches happen too. He just un he's unfortunate to have it happen then. And
That's always the unfortunate part. Having it, one of your bigger events at a minimum, even though because they do only have, a handful or so of them. Yeah, timing was terrible to have that type of an outing because in general, I haven't had a problem with his in-ring work,
No,
honestly.
it's fine. People bag on Jey Uso because he does yeet a lot and he does the same moves. Well, John Cena made a pretty good career out of that. Roman Reigns has made a pretty good career out of it too. Roman doesn't do a whole lot. You know, it's like using that criteria. Roman really doesn't. But that's another guy, Hulk Hogan. Well, Hogan started off using a lot, but he didn't at the end.
Even
So
contemporary, Randy Orton is not exactly a move machine.
He's
Like,
just,
he just knows how to wrestle a fucking match. Like that, I mean, that's his matches are never going to be the most exciting, but they're always fucking good.
And I guess I maybe that's an old school way of looking at it because now I mean, it's just the way a lot of it goes. I mean, AEW is a good example. It's move, 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 the end. And you don't remember any of them. So, like the one with the, like the Hangman Page Moxley match from All In. It was All In, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, that had a lot of moves, a little more than it should have, but it also had a story, which was what made it memorable. So, I know Triple H is getting bagged this week for, or was it last week, saying that, we write stories. We write for stories. And the matches are like, well, I don't believe him, by the way. I think he's just doing that now.
I do laugh that people I feel like take him too literally sometimes because I feel like he has what to me is called coach speak in a more broad in a sports sense where it's just like they're saying one thing to the camera. Read between the fucking lines and like even the but you're never gonna have a complete answer, but sometimes they're just saying shit to stir the pot or to throw you off the scent or to just be vague in general.
Like, why? So he chose to be more out front I'm guessing he chose to be more out front as like the face of the company, like a Dana White, you know, because it's under
Oh.
TXO. So you've got like this face to be associated with it. And
Yeah.
where Dana White just says whatever he wants, whether you like it or not, you know, he's never
Oh.
lost for words. Triple H's stuff is pretty much well thought out and plotted. And, you
Yeah.
know, and like I remember because everyone was, what were they chanting? We want Cross after like WrestlePalooza. And
Oh,
he turned to
yeah.
crowd, he's like, you got him. Brock was just here. And everyone was like, oh, he knows what they're saying. Yeah, he does know what they're saying. And he doesn't want to, it's not fitting in his, and like, I don't get why people
Well,
get
and
so bent out of shape. Like, use your head.
he still doesn't care.
Well, I mean, it's not a matter of even caring. It's just, I'm going to do what is on our agenda.
Oh
You
yeah,
know?
and what's good for our bottom line?
Yeah. Yes. Which apparently was very good because,
To round back to the beginning,
yeah. So
because what
TKO
was the
announced.
number? Was it 233% or something like that? The WWE was up
Well, they're up 23% revenue increase.
23%. Okay.
Wait, announced a 23% revenue increase for WWE. 75.84 was 75.8 million. 23% growth in a year is insane. And then a
Wasn't that
total of,
just for quarter three, though?
yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. So that's,
Okay, yeah, it
yeah.
wasn't still. Hey,
Still.
23% growth, any quarter, you're gonna go, okay, yeah, great. I'm taking that.
Yeah, I mean, $402 million in revenue, 31.4 million increase in live events. I think that's because second night of SummerSlam was in there. 21.5 increase in media rights, production and content revenue, and 18. Oh, I'm sorry, 21.5 million increase in media rights, production and content revenue, 18.2 million increase in partnerships and marketing, which we've all seen as evidenced by the Slim Jim table, which has not sold one goddamn Slim Jim, but whatever.
I mean, hey, I just don't
Yeah.
eat beef jerky anymore. Like, I there's some better beef jerky, way better beef
Well,
jerky
yeah.
out there than Slim Jim's.
Well, yeah.
Even if they sponsor the show, I will like eat other beef jerky because that stuff's kind of gross.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, yeah. Well, but they're saying that.
I mean, have you ever burped after eating that stuff? I mean,
Yeah,
it is rough.
it tastes the exact same, which is not good. Like that's weird, but yeah, whatever. So, let's see.
Yeah, looking through the other earnings numbers here, or is
Yeah, it's just that is
that
what it is.
about
But
it?
you know,
Yeah.
and some of it is obviously offset by ticket prices going up. You know, I'm sure it, I didn't get too far into it, but like I'm sure merch is probably hand over fist. I mean, especially John Cena shirts, you know.
Yeah, I
So
would imagine that he would be doing okay with his merch sales here. The last
yeah.
time is still now.
Yeah,
I guess that's a decent way to talk about do you feel like taking any guesses at who from NXT could be in the time is now tournament here.
he's got no history with anyone down there. And
I've got no problem with that.
so, well, I was just trying to limit, like, obviously the one I want it to be is Obafemi. And have
Hey.
him, have he's not doing anything right now. Test the waters. But
It.
it's an odd prospect because he's not going to win. Although
Hey.
I don't see the
Yeah.
problem with him winning either. But
Yeah, that's the one to me where, and we've talked about it before, like he's in that category of if you include him, he should win. If he's not going to win, do not have him lose a match on TV. I don't care if he gets to the finals. I don't Yeah, do not care. Do not want to see that guy losing on TV that this early in his career. Period.
Yeah.
End of sentence.
Yeah, because that is kind of his mystique in NXT. And I know you're not going to go undefeated all the time, but don't bring someone in and lose and have them lose. This isn't
Yeah, the
AEW. So,
it's the Gunther treatment, you know, and the
yeah.
Brock treatment before that. Where it's just like, if you don't really have a big story for him, don't have him just sitting around doing stuff. Just keep him off TV so that they don't need to eat. Because, I mean, and that is the problem with some heels, is that if they do stay around on TV, they have to eat L's at some point.
Yeah.
And yeah, those kind of guys lose their mystique, like you said, if they're even if they're eating an occasional L, it is not useful.
Yeah, so I did an AI search for John Cena NXT connection. Really nothing. So,
Yeah.
I mean, he talked
Yeah. I
to.
mean, Oba's on the list. I wouldn't be surprised if, because I mean, they did make a something of a deal out of it because Ava did tut tut everyone out of her office to discuss those matters with Mr. Pierce and Mr.
Yeah.
Oh shit, what's his name?
Nick Aldis.
All this,
I almost said
yeah.
Nick Dinsmore. I was like,
Oh
Eugene?
my
God, that'd be hilarious. Eugene comes in,
gosh.
"Hey, Ava." Oh boy.
I mean,
Oh
that's
boy.
almost what it feels like still with what's his name being the director, it's Santino being the director of authority
Really,
anywhere.
yeah, it really. I don't get how he's allowed to keep that name, but I guess they didn't trademark it, so he did. But yeah, I don't think I.
It's generic Italian enough that they
Yeah.
couldn't trademark it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're gonna take
They're like,
anyone from
no, that's someone's
NXT,
real name. You can't trademark that.
what's not his real name?
I know it's not his real name, but it's someone's real name.
Oh, true. Well, I'm trying to figure out. I have no idea. It can't be Ricky Saints. That is, I mean, so, like, I mean, unless you want to put an up and comer in, then you choose Saints or Trick.
Yeah, I do think that Saints is in the, because he has the championship and they're going to give him the win over Trick Williams, that he could, like, to me, he's in the category of, would I prefer him not to have a loss? Yeah, but since he has a championship and can bounce back from it, not as much of a harm as having an Obafemi take the L.
Yeah, but it's like he just got the championship, lost that match for the, Worlds Collide or whatever the hell thing was called. I forget already. Battleground. Lost to TNA. Then he comes out like
Uh-oh.
he's had a weird NXT time, because he finally wins the North American title, loses it out of the blue, disappears, feuds with Jasper Troy. Is that his name?
Yes.
The Chains?
Yes. Yep.
And all of a sudden he's feuding with Trick again. I'm like,
And winning the championship.
yeah. So,
Yeah, it has been an uneven ride
yeah.
for Mr. Saints.
And it's like,
I don't
well,
actually remember to call him Saints.
yeah. It's like, well,
This
here we go.
week,
It would also
hopefully.
make sense to have the NXT champion in there, because that was one of John Cena's big highlights, was Kevin Owens coming up as the NXT champion and challenging him and beating him. So there's a
Oh.
history of the NXT champion, beating him, if you want to go that route with it. I don't know. Outside of that, there's no one down there. Will you put Josh
Yeah.
Briggs in? Like, I like Josh, but no. Like,
Yeah.
Javon Evans?
I mean, they've had him on TV. He's another one that I feel like he can eat an L.
Oh, for sure.
Young OG can eat a lot of L's, unfortunately, or whatever, just given the circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see, especially if it's like against like a Randy Orton, if Randy's in this tournament. I don't remember.
They haven't really announced because they've only really announced the four people that Adam Pearce, and of course the day that I take down the Raw report, you mentioned it, because Adam Pearce did mention four specific names, but they're the only ones, because he did say that Nick Aldis would be throwing out eight other names the fall, on SmackDown this week. So we will get another four participants. So I mean, we'll have half of the bracket by the time tomorrow wraps up.
Yeah, we got Sheamus and Damian Priest on SmackDown, and
Oh.
also Sheamus and I'm sorry, Rusev and Damian Priest, and then we get Sheamus and Shinsuke Nakamura. Now,
Ah,
why
that's yeah.
Nakamura? I don't know. Sheamus, I understand. Rusev, we understand. I don't get Damian Priest, but I guess they just want him in there. I don't.
Yeah, he's just that man is eating another L.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sheamus and Shinsuke are on Raw next week. Not, I thought.
No,
Wait a minute.
Shin.
I thought Sheamus was fighting. Wait, am I behind? Did I miss something here? I messed up. What says there? Oh
I didn't pull up the Raw
yeah.
results
Because
here.
Sheamus beat Nakamura, so now it's Sheamus versus Dom, right? That's why Sheamus interfered on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Sheamus seems like he's more slated for
Again,
the IC title
just gives
again.
yes, and that's the story they've got to build to and finish, because it's Sheamus. No matter what he does now, he's just beloved. So he's just one of the, he. I honestly think he's just one of those guys. Now maybe if he takes on Dom, then people will boo him, because people don't really seem to want to, boo Dominic anymore. So.
Oh, yeah. So that is kind of wild. I do think that Shinsuke will probably move on against Sheamus. Like, I'd assume that Dom and or Judgment Day will end up costing Sheamus that matchup.
Yeah, because he did interfere in the tag team title match, so makes sense. Yeah, but
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I had not thought about that earlier in the week when Chris and I were talking about the topic.
yeah. I mean, since we're talking about NXT, I mean, the show's okay. I mean, it's fine. There's really not a lot going on, like, of super interest, but.
I think there was one thing that you and I have been talking about that they did accomplish this week.
Okay.
It was mostly NXT.
Okay.
Like there wasn't a lot of TNA on the show. There wasn't a lot of AAA, even though the Muy Grande Championship celebration, De Los Muertes, or whatever name it had. I know that that was obviously AAA related. But also it led to an NXT match. So
I actually watched the Mr. Iguana, I can't remember her name. I actually watched that match and them lose it.
oh
And
yeah.
I'm like, okay, so their champ, the AAA champions Dom, the mixed tag team champions are
Ethan
Ethan
Page.
Page and Chelsea Green. Now Dr. Wagner Jr. is
Is at
still
least
one
the
of their
Latin
champions.
American champion.
And a
Yep.
Pagano and Psycho Clown are the tag champs. So we're free and clear, but it's like, come on. Like, no. Like, it's they gotta lose those back. But like it's gonna I think it's gonna be Iguana and Lola Vice that take them from them. But did you happen to see the match? The ending was pretty fun. Like
I did see the end of it. I did not see the match itself. I did see the ending, and I believe I saw some of the interaction. Did Lola come back out to help
She was on
Mr.
commentary.
Iguana
She was on commentary.
afterwards?
Yes. So she came in
Okay.
to make sure he was okay. And the
Yeah,
dude.
I saw kind of the cut scene version there, because I saw him in his eyeballs.
And then as soon as she looks at me, he's like, oh no, I'm really hurt. And then he looks at the camera. He's like, uh-huh. Just like in like a 80s movie. It was great. Like, like the kid's like the hot girl's hugging the kid. And he's like, The dude's got the charisma for it and the look.
He's like, I am not a dummy. And
Yeah.
he really
He likes his fat asses, that's for sure. So let's just I'll say it. I'm brave enough to say it.
He definitely likes a certain type,
He's
I
got a
would
type.
say.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
Thick Latino.
definitely has a type.
Good for him. Which I think he's actually married. So this is like
Uh-oh.
what like, all of the like, what a, the entertainment business is such a mind fuck. Like I don't know. I think he's married at least, or a girlfriend or something. And it's like
Hey, so many of them are at this point, like it does kind of get weird, obviously, because what? I mean, Rhea Ripley's doing all this flirtatious stuff with Dom when we know that she's actively married. Like it
Dom's
is.
married
Yeah,
and
Dom's married himself.
yeah, so it gets bizarre with that stuff, but yeah, it was really fun. But I'm like, wow, really? More WWE people are taking the titles? And now it seems like they're gonna feud with a TNA guy and an NXT woman. Like, wait, what the hell's going on here? Like I guess they're revamping AAA's talent. I don't know. But as someone who watches AAA every week, or whenever the videos get posted, I should say, I don't know.
At least from what they say, it seems to be helping the numbers. I don't I've got to admit I have not paid a ton of attention to them, to be completely honest with you. I know that it is a showed up in my notifications extremely way more often these days, so I am at least checking out the clips of AAA.
Yeah. Production values have gone up. That's for sure.
It's something that I still haven't gone back to the watching it every Friday. Maybe I will here to just pop in a little more often. But I mean everything. Yeah, they could have
So
used some infrastructure help.
yeah.
And the WWE, it feels like, is providing that for them.
Yeah.
And,
They're providing the talent for sales support too, because their shows are selling out. So, it's working, but it's like it needs to work in the aspect of their own talent there. Like, you can't have AAA turning into NXT where other people just come in and win your shit and take over your time, Like, build it up. So it's, and then when they show up, my God, you can sell an even bigger house. But yeah, did so. All right, since we're on that, I enjoyed this segment because it's just two boisterous fools, and then Joe Hendry, of course, shows up, and we've been asking forever, where the hell is Thea Hale? So she shows up as his tag team partner, nails Chelsea in the face with a cream pie. Did you see the clip of them going backstage, Chelsea and Ethan? I've never been creamed like that before in my life. And she goes, "No, wait." I could not believe they posted that. It's gone everywhere, including Matt Cardona, her husband. Did you see the video that it's him in the wheelchair when John Cena was making out with Candace Michelle? He just goes, "So,
I did not see
oh yeah, he."
that.
So she says that, and before she can say, no, wait,
That's
it's him in the wheelchair, like when he caught those two making out, him going
hilarious.
with a neck brace and all that on. So
That
yeah.
is fantastic.
But I like that interaction because Ethan Page is like, whatever. And just goes on to complain about how he wanted to eat cake and not get hit in the face with a pie. Like he's such a stick in the mud, he won't even play along with it. I thought it was great. So I mean, it's funny that pairing works, but I don't know where you go with it. Like, I guess he goes up. Maybe he can be in the tournament. He's earned it.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean that would be one where again, like, I mean the man can eat an L. Maybe he wins the first round and loses the second or whatever. Because there are, since there's 16 people, we at least get what, three rounds before the championship, or four.
It's four rounds. No, four in the
But
four is the championship
well,
round.
three rounds
Yeah.
in the, yeah, in the
Yeah.
championship. So,
Yeah. But I mean, for a guy who showed
yeah.
up and it was like, oh, he's here. Okay. He's really gotten himself into a power position. Like, I know it's NXT, it's a small pond, whatever. But the expectations weren't exactly high when he got there. His AEW run didn't exactly work out the best. And now, I mean, now they've got the trust that he won the title quick. He's the North American champion, and they've got him going to Mexico now to be a featured player. I mean, that's pretty big.
Well, this is one where they just someone posted that this week too, where they're like, the WWE is AEW, just with like the majority of their champions have some tie to
Yeah.
AEW at this point, and he's obviously on the list. But yeah, I mean
But no one
also.
says AEW is WWE,
Oh,
which
well,
it
not
is.
only like not only
So,
that, but they couldn't find a use for this guy.
yeah.
And now, like you said, like the WWE has enough faith in him that they're like, "Oh yeah, head down to Mexico. Like we want you to be a champion down there too. Like we like your work so much that we're gonna give you extra work."
Yeah, we trust you to do this. Yeah, I mean that's huge for a guy who couldn't
Yeah.
make it on TV in AEW after a while. Just it's crazy to me. And
Yeah. So I mean, I do think that there's a mixed bag, like even with Ricky Saints, if he resigns, does AEW do right by him? It's
no,
possible.
eh, I don't think so at all. I don't. I think that would have just been a block, so he does that he didn't go to WWE. I honestly think that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. Obviously we're never gonna know for
Right.
sure, because he definitely was just like, "Nah, you guys kind of fucked me over. Like I'm out of here." And I again do not blame him for that stance either, really. Because they did, I don't so yeah, maybe I'm talking myself out of things would have been better after he re-signed already. Because I mean, we've really seen how that's worked out for the people that did re-sign, and it's not well currently.
Quick question. Did Private Party actually sign with WWE, or was that like a hoax?
Oh, I
Because
completely forgot about that.
now, yeah, because I'm like, okay. And I don't expect them to show up immediately. Maybe there'll be a surprise guest after one of the gold shows, whatever that's Battle for the Gold, whatever it's called.
Oh, Gold Rush.
Yeah, but
Yeah, like to me, they definitely feel like we're starting out in NXT kind of a group.
yeah, oh, for sure. No fault of their own. I mean, they got hurt, so that didn't help. But they were floundering in AEW forever. Win the titles, no one cared
Yeah.
because it was past time, and then they just got run over by the Hurt Syndicate. So it's like,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
And
they need a full on reboot. Like they need a full on NXT reboot. Like they definitely have more experience. They're not quite in the Ethan Page category of things, but they've still had enough time now in a pretty big in the second biggest stage, third biggest, whatever it might be.
yeah.
So but yeah, they need a reboot. Period, end of sentence. For that one.
Yeah, and I think it'll do them good, but it's also like there's a glutton of tag teams in NXT now. So where the hell are they
And
gonna fit? And
I don't, it, that's a good question because Chris and I talk about it since we talk about SmackDown a lot. The tag teams that are on SmackDown aren't interesting.
no.
And they haven't made them interesting, and it's just like, Why does it, like you said, like they're kind of a lot of tag teams in NXT already. Like, why do they want another one
Well, I mean, especially like,
in the mix?
yeah, especially like even on SmackDown, bringing them up, like the Street Profits, they lost again. They haven't been seen since. So it's like, all right, like where are they going? What's going on with them? I'm hoping they just go to Raw and do something over there. But it's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, and that one, I and Chris and I haven't talked about that one, and it just made me think of it. They didn't split them up yet either. Like
I am
they were teasing the
dumbfounded.
split up
Yeah.
again, and I it's just now hitting me that with you and I talking about it, that they have just decided, oh yeah, we're not doing that again after teasing it again for
Yeah.
at least the fourth time.
I mean, especially if they come out and they're like, "Hey, we got an announcement. We're having a hard time, so we're gonna split up," and one of them attacks each other. There's gonna be no crowd reaction.
Oh,
There'll be no crowd reaction whatsoever,
yeah,
because it's like,
it will
well,
be brutal.
this should have happened already. And like I just said, we'll move them to Raw, but it's like, oh my God, then they're gonna break up over on Raw maybe. Like, but no, I was just curious about the private party
Oof.
thing because we just got Out the Muds back, and
Oh.
they're not gonna yell anymore, which is good.
Yeah, the more measured, mature Samoa Joe approach works for
Yeah.
them.
Yeah, and then get mad. That's what Samoa Joe does. Like, good.
Yep.
That's how it works. But and then was it Dark State still there?
Yep.
Hank and Tank got shipped over to Japan for a while. That's why they're gone.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, they're gonna be in Noah. Yeah, all of them should go. Out the Mud should go over there. Like all these teams should get some practice outside of there. But yeah.
Also 100%, like, that's what these relationships should, mostly for AAA and NXT should be.
Yeah, I mean, even AAA would be fine. Closer, going to Japan is pretty far, So,
Yeah, that's a commitment.
yeah. So it's like, all right, well, they're gonna be there. I don't know where they fit. We'll see, I guess, if it's true. But
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, I
Hey,
forgot. We also
again.
have Chase U. Those two guys.
Oh yeah. Yep, they're still around because they're still challenging OTM. It feels like I'm like, oh, are we finally getting somewhere with these two guys? Again, I don't know what all they're gonna add up to be completely honest with you. But hey, if you're getting on TV, they think something's there, right?
They think, or they're trying, like last ditch. I mean, no offense, I know the guy's going through a hard time right now, but it's like Ridge Holland. They pushed him and pushed him and pushed him and pushed him, and it's like it's not working, it's not working. And
Oh.
then he gets hurt, then they release him.
Yeah.
Now he's just fired. So they released him totally from his contract now. So, but yeah, I don't know. The NXT show though, it's like it's muddled. They keep having this Javon and Leon Slater connection. Hey, enough. Just let Javon go on his own, man. I know they're trying to do a tag team title shot, whatever. Just let him go. But it's weird because TNA has not been on a live show since Bound for Glory. They didn't do tapings, nothing. And the next taping's at Full Sail. So it's like, what the hell's going on with them? And no one's really saying. But they have tapings coming up next week. But
Okay.
yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what to make of the show this week. I like the Joe Hendry Thea Hale connection because he's kind of smug, but also mellow, and she's not. So that pairing could be kind of funny. But what was the main of it? Was it, well,
That
Saquon
was
Striggers.
that was really weird, that the celebration being the main event. I've got to
Yeah.
admit, that was one where it went off the air. I'm like, huh?
They just want Joe
Huh?
Hendry to be a star.
Yeah.
Put him in
Yeah,
that main event
Joe.
slot.
Yeah, Joe Hendry. I mean, they had all the makings of it. You know, Thea Hale is the only name that really sticks out there. And obviously, they love
Yeah.
Chelsea Green, and they love
Ethan Page
Ethan Page, as
and
we've
poor
already
Alba
talked
Fire
about.
just
So,
is just there. Like,
oh yeah, I guess that was one thing that maybe worth talking about before getting into the whole thing. Did not realize that everyone was celebrating the 20th anniversary of Shimmer today.
yeah, I had no idea. Does Shimmer even run shows anymore? I'm
I
being
think
serious.
so. I believe so.
Man, what great times it was when they started. I mean, I know the crowds weren't huge, but
Yeah, that
I
was
mean,
another one where it's similar to the Mae Young Classic. Bailey tweeted out a picture of a bunch of women from that time period, and it's just like, holy smokes. You know, like the number of women that hit it that were in that picture is pretty amazing.
Okay, I'm gonna try and look it up.
So, because they didn't have a roster, but I'm like, there were some of the women that were even in there that I'm like, oh yeah, I remember seeing them on the indies. You know, like they were there. There were a couple that might have even been in that category of like, oh, I wonder what happened to them.
Hey, did you realize we're not a verified account? Tell Sammy Guevara that. All right, so let's see. I see Becky Lynch, Athena, Mia Yim, Veda Scott, Mischief. What ever happened to her? A lot of people. Oh my God, Asuka's in there. Wow.
Yes.
Mercedes, wait, not Mercedes Martinez. What the hell was her name?
Yeah.
There's Mercedes. All right, never mind.
Yeah, Mercedes
There's
Martinez in
Bailey.
there. Yep.
I'm
Yeah,
sure. Is
like
that Mickie James, I think?
and I don't
Cassidy?
think Mickie Jane was in there.
I don't know. There's a
But
good.
I mean,
Nah.
that was, I'm not looking at the picture right now, so I mean, I could be off. I'm just working off of memory here, which
There's
is
a bunch of other women I
faulty.
recognize, just don't remember the names. But
Yeah, but
yeah.
honestly, like in that kind of a group, to have that number of people still like resonate today is 20 years later is pretty wild, in my
Yeah.
opinion. Like that's a pretty high hit rate, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just remember what I saw. I still have a bunch of those DVDs too. I mean, that's why when we talk about women's wrestling, it's like, yeah, why isn't there a show? It's the easiest damn thing. Well, I guess it's NXT now,
Yeah, it's
but
still NXT because you know, if we want to go back to that, oh yeah, my mouse really did die. Because the show kicked off with Lola Vice, Tatum Paxley, and Izzy Dame taking on Fatal Influence, JC Jane, Fallon Henley, and we haven't discussed this part. I do like for whatever reason Lainey Reid's inclusion has A made them bitches in the best of senses. And they've made them a unified group in the process too. Like they have done a trash job. You know, it's another one where it's maybe even worse than the Street Profits, where JC and Fallon have feigned or otherwise, you know, had fights on and off, like the majority of Fallon or of JC Jane being the, you know, the lead character in this story. And it's been one of the few problems with her reign as champion, where her second in command still doesn't hasn't respected her, but seems to be finally these days now that Lainey Reid's around for
Yeah, I
whatever reason.
putting her in is a far superior upgrade to Jasmine Nix. No offense to her, she never fit. And maybe it's just her, you know, but it just never
Oh,
worked. And Lainey
yeah.
Reid, I know when she popped in, I was like, who is this? Why is she here? Now they've given her a purpose. It's funny how that works. You bring somebody in and they have a purpose. And it works.
And that makes it
Yeah. And you
better.
remember her name, not, hey, it's the Evolve Woman. So yeah, I was, as soon as she joined in, I'm like, she fits. Like, even physically, like looks,
Oh.
not looks, but no, outward appearance, she meshes with them. They're all still three separate women, but they all have different personalities and different looks.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I found the
Yeah,
bitchy cowboy.
her vibe fits in with those other two better
Yes.
than Jasmine Nix did. You know, like it was a problem and I think we talked about it probably quite a few episodes ago. You know, when they started the whole hold on, we're against NILs, but hey, we're teaching this NIL what to do. It's just like it was weird from Jump Street, literally, with this group. And they've replaced her with someone that makes sense multiple months, like a year into this faction being around. Like it's kind of weird that that's how it's played out.
I mean,
Okay, it
to
probably hasn't been a year, but it's probably at least been 9 months, I'd say.
But to me, like, they're ready, they're all ready to go up. And yes, I even mean Lainey Reed. Send them up as a group. JC Jane has nothing more to do. Fallon Henley has nothing more to do. Just take Lainey Reed with you and be like, hey, you get to go to the show quick and start learning, toots. So, no,
It would
throw in
not
the
be
deep end.
surprising if something like that happened.
Yeah,
You
and
know, like
good.
you said, like she can always be the background character if you don't really trust her in the ring, whatever. You got two other people there to deal with it. In the women's matches, no offense to the ladies who have obviously turned the product around. I still feel like the women's matches are not as long as the men's in a general sense. So
No.
you know, like you don't have as much to cover up with the women's matches either. So I mean, Lainey Reid can probably be in there and learn on the job.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just that, but get around like some like others in the locker room too. So,
Yeah.
that's how it works. But
Yeah. Oh yeah, 'cause there was that. And then we had the back and forth with Kalani Jordan coming out explain. Oh, and this is one that yeah, I wanted to talk about.
uh-oh. All right.
I just don't buy Kalani Jordan as a mean person.
Nope. It's
I
so forced.
Yeah, like there are a lot of times where I feel like we've talked about people like Sami Zayn, where it's just or people have put it out there like, oh man, this person's a baby face through and through. They can't do the heel thing. And then you're like, oh man, they really did the heel thing. And this is also a issue that you and I have talked about with NXT. Hey, you've got to have your heel run. Like before you go up, you be a baby face for part of the time. Gotta have a heel run. If you're a heel to start with, you gotta have a baby face run, just the way it works in NXT. And she's in the heel run, and this promo, I'm just like, she's hitting all the right points. I'm still not buying it, and that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't buy the mean girl thing. And I know like her words weren't exactly wrong, but it's like it goes against type until she starts, you know. Even hitting Jordynne Grace with the belt last week, it was kind of like, you know, she was questioning doing it. And it's like, oh, okay, so maybe it's just a slow burn and maybe it'll get better. But right now, I'm not buying it. I mean, she tried it before and it didn't work.
Well, you
So.
know, the other thing that just hit me, and it was something that I didn't really think about watching the match afterwards, because I'm trying to remember who she had the match against later in the evening. Because she basically had the same move set. And that's the other thing that we kind of talk about a decent chunk. Like, if you're going, she fought Tyra Mae Steele. That's what it was.
Yeah, which, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, like I feel like you need it, there is definitely a different dynamic that you want to bring to the table. And when you're still kind of doing flippy stuff, that doesn't scream heel to me. You know, like or at least that type of mean girl heel. You know, like it doesn't speak to me in the right way. So yeah, that part was, hey, this is part of the reason why NXT exists. You know, is to work out kinks like this. You know, we'll see if she can get better at it, but this one, like, for being her first like big heel promo, I'm just like, I'm sorry, lady. Like, I think you're very good in the ring, but this just isn't cutting it for me in the you know, in the wrestling acting department.
Well, it's almost like they need a new bitchy girl to take JC Jane's place. And they're like, Kalani, let's try this out with you. And it's like, this doesn't fit. And then did you see, like, okay, so it was earlier, but the one that still mystifies me is Nikita Lyons. She shows up in the background when Ren Sinclair and oh
Kendall
no.
Gray.
Yeah. And they're talking. She's dancing around like some weird fairy witch in the back. And I'm like, what happened? Like, she's gone. She's on Evolve. And then she just shows up in the background to NXT, where she was like the featured player. And now we got Ren Sinclair and, oh my gosh, I forgot her name already.
You are
I just said it. Her.
Kendall Gray.
Yeah. In the foreground. And it's like, okay, they've clearly moved on from her, but
Yeah, that part is still amazing that they haven't gone back to try that again.
yeah,
Honestly, like it is wild. Like she feels like she's beyond time from the ACL recovery that something should be moving with her, but
she is. She wrestles on Evolve. She's been on the Evolve shows.
good for her.
And it's like, uh-oh, you're going backwards. Like, remember Wendy Chu? That's where she is too. And Brooks Jensen's there now too. And it's like, that is a demotion. I
Yeah,
know I you're on
that's
TV,
like getting
but
banished to ROH in AEW for the most part. It's
But
like, great, you're having excellent matches, no one's seeing them. Congratulations.
yeah, I know, like, Kendall Gray, who did she fight?
Let me see. Oh no, it was
It was Ren, wasn't it?
Zarya took on Ren
Yeah,
Sinclair
in the speed
because
tournament.
in the speed
Yeah,
tournament, yeah.
and lost.
Because the write-up has a bit, but I mean, like you were saying though, like NXT is still more of a women's show. Like that's how much stuff. Because I mean, even the main event had at least one woman involved. Like it was a mixed tag team situation. So yeah, they are closer to the shimmer of professional wrestling than anything else at this point.
Fine with me.
But yeah, there isn't a lot to be said. Like I was fine with the story that they're telling with Zarya being the one to win that matchup.
Yeah. I mean,
You know,
it's
because
a speed tournament. I don't care.
when it comes to the men, El Grande Americano takes down Josh Briggs with the help of Bravo and Rio. And please, let's not forget that Bravo is with three R's. Thank you very much.
El Grande's fine. Those two, are they purposely making them as generic as possible? I mean, it's rancid how boring those two look compared to him.
it's I used to think that they might be real people, but I'm like, you guys have somehow bought the perfect generic rent-a-wrestler
Yeah.
to be in these costumes. I really don't understand what's happening. Like, it was better when I thought it was Pete Dunne and what's his name?
Tyler Bate.
Tyler Bate.
Is the
But
one guy Pete Dunne?
it's
I
still possible if Pete Dunne added about 15 pounds of muscle.
Yeah. I mean, he worked out, but it's like he's also wearing a completely different outfit than he usually wears. So maybe he's had that underneath those straps and all that stuff. And I know he cut his hair short. So, I know the guy's got a mask on, obviously, but I don't know. It's like, it's funny how just throwing a mask and changing tights on somebody will make you go,
It make you question things.
huh, yeah. But yeah, they are just the most generic looking things, and as whatever, man. So the El Grande's not over here. El Grande is over in Mexico, where they love him. Love him.
And I guess, is there anything more like on the men's side we can really wrap up the NXT part of our show here? Because holy shit, we've talked about parental sex entirely too much.
Well, good thing AEW's got nothing going for it either. So,
Ricky Saints and Trick Williams back and forth. Like,
they're back and forth, whatever.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
know?
if we want to move through it that quick, yeah.
I,
Like
it's just more talking.
they're moving the feud along. Like it feels like this started too hot and they're almost working backwards in some ways. But also they kind of needed this kind of thing to happen.
Yeah, and it's but and it's funny, it's like
I got no problems with it.
this
Like,
huge build for a TV match. Like the way they're building
it
this,
does feel weird.
it's so bit so much bigger than where it's gonna happen. Like on CW. So but you know, whatever. Gotta get Trick out of there somehow. So and that, I guess that's gonna do it.
they're gonna bide time until the Royal Rumble happens here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, AEW, evidently wrestlers love to threaten physical violence on Tony Schiavone. The man is involved in more storylines than most of the roster.
Yes. Well,
I
I will
mean,
say.
FTR wants to beat him up, Samoa Joe wants to take him out now. Tony Schiavone, confirmed asshole, evidently is what all of the heels in AEW have confirmed for us.
Yeah, but doesn't it? This one seems kind of justified. Like, he helped Hangman Page set up Samoa Joe. I mean, it was his voice talking that he faked it out. So yeah, I'm kind of on Joe's side on this. Like, hey, Dick, what'd I do to you? So, yeah.
Yeah, that was the worst part of this. It's just like, yeah, Joe kind of has a point here. Like, oh, I was just trying to play it off, and it's just like, huh? Like, get out of here. Like, no. Like, we have entered the point of no return here, sir.
Yeah. And it's like all that happens just to set up a trios match for the title at the end of the show. That,
Yeah.
okay, there was nothing wrong with the match, by the way. I thought it was fun. I thought it was pretty good. Hook is the guy who should have lost, and he did. And,
Oh.
you know, he had the back, a hurt back, so that really did help. My thing
Well, and it
is,
also, if they decide to go with it, it's his second quick tap out. If if they decide to go down that route, the evidence is all right there in front of us.
And the thing is, this match didn't really set up Joe and Hangman.
Oh.
Hobbs and Hangman were going at it most of the time, to the point where Hobbs jumped through a fucking table off the stage. And you're like, I thought the feud was with Joe. That seems far more egregious than the other stuff. So it's a good second, feud.
Honestly, had not thought about that. I was more in the that was the fun spot territory, but yeah,
Yeah.
that should have been Samoa Joe executing that move to further that angle.
Oh yeah, I mean that looked cool, and the fact Hobbs didn't sell, like he didn't get hurt at all. He was just like kind of pressing down on Hangman Page, like, yeah, I'm pinning you as well. So yeah, no, I liked it. Just a fun match. Like Shibata just walking up and just kicking Eddie in the balls. That made me laugh.
Oh my gosh, I did kind of have to chuckle. I'm thinking, WWE wrestlers, they come back from an injury and they've added like 15 pounds of muscle.
Uh-oh.
I love the fact that Eddie Kingston came back and it's just like, nope, I look like like I used to, and I'm
Yeah,
like,
I look
okay.
actually more. I was gonna say slobby, but that's not it. But it's like, yeah, I look more like this, So,
Yeah,
but
I grew
he
my
doesn't
hair
need
out
to.
and my beard is longer, so you're really seeing the gray in it. And I'm still 10 years older than him, probably. So
But he's lucky. He's just one of those guys that doesn't need it. He's all
no, he does
attitude
not.
and presentation. And it
Yeah.
works for him. I like him. I like Eddie Kingston. I
Yeah.
always have.
Yeah,
So he's a little long in the
it's one of
tooth,
those
but
things
so do I.
where yeah, I just kind of chuckled a little
Yeah.
bit. Like, I definitely did not expect Eddie Kingston to come back completely ripped.
That would be hilarious.
For the first time in his career ever, like he's like, oh no, I'm gonna become a body guy all of a sudden, like
Yeah.
20 some odd years into my career.
Well,
I'm
remember when he
gonna
was
become a
hurt, he
body
came
guy.
back and he was like 30 pounds heavier or 20 pounds. And everyone was like, wow, Eddie's really let himself go. And he goes, well, when you can't work out and you get into depression, ice cream's your friend or something like that. He's like, all right, I hear you guys. I'm sorry. I embarrassed myself. But man, being hurt and eating ice cream is way easy. Like paraphrasing. And I was like,
Yeah.
okay.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the Sheamus embracing was
Burger
it
after burger after burger.
Burger.
What an
He's just
asshole.
like
What an
he's just
asshole.
like he's just like okay guys, I got it. I came back a couple pounds too heavy. Like
And he lost it quick.
yeah,
Yes, he
that's
did.
why I do kind of agree with him. He's just like, guys, fuck off. Like because I think he did say in that moment, he's like, I came, that he literally came back weeks before he expected to, and that he hadn't worked off all the weight that he wanted to. And I believe him
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's Sheamus, and he's always ripped for the most
Yeah,
part.
he's always been in great shape. So,
Yeah.
yeah. Lucky.
Okay, so we got that stuff. Holy shit, that Tony Schiavone is just fucking constantly on this goddamn show.
Yeah, they took him off the desk and put him everywhere else.
Well, and he was still on the desk, but he was still everywhere else. This one was surprising. I can't believe, honestly, it was only the second match of the night because I feel like I watched this way too recently in comparison to everything. Harley Cameron and Willow Nightingale taking on Mercedes Moné and Athena. I had this one spoiled for me before I actually watched it. I was shocked, it quite frankly, that Athena and Mercedes lost.
Yes, I was too.
Just shocked.
I'm guessing they're gonna have a match now at Wrestle. Was it Wrestle Dream? No, what's coming up?
Is it Wrestlepalooza? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. It's just too many. No,
Well,
Wrestlepalooza was WWE.
We can't talk about the too many.
Oh,
It's
okay, if you want.
soon enough here. Well, I mean, it
Hey.
was actually, so no, that match did happen. Because what did happen? Was there some? Oh, Statlander just prevented interference. She didn't really interfere herself.
No, that was at the end.
Right. Well, no, I was trying to remember if there was a, you know, they kind of gave a cheap reason why Athena and Mercedes didn't win, but not really. You know, Billy Stark came down, Stat came down to fight her off, but there wasn't any interference from Statlander that cost the other team the match, really.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So like the yeah it th that was wild. Like I think that Willow and Harley would be better as an overall, like if you're gonna have teams that end up lasting for a while, they're probably better off as a team than Mercedes and Athena. But that's a weird use of them to only have them have a first round match, quite
Yeah,
frankly.
and I was like, wait, what? I know, like, they set up now, it's set up Harley Cameron versus Athena for the ROH title. And I was like, I get it, but I don't know. Like, the disrespect, and that's what I'll call it, shown towards Athena. She comes up on AEW. She hasn't lost in whatever thousands days. She hasn't lost. She comes up to AEW and eats L's both times. Like, this is dumb. And this is like Vince logic, except the fact that the same guy writes all the shows for AEW. Like, what are you doing?
That's the part that really just makes this a giant mystery. Like you
Yeah.
said, like she finally gets called up and just eats L's. And it's just like, I don't care if you say that she's the 1,000-day champion on a show that barely anyone watches. You know, like I'm sure, obviously it's still around, so there are enough subscribers that it's financially viable, it would seem.
Yeah. I mean, I know they
But
like Willow,
still,
which is why
like.
she had to move on, but
Yeah, like it just
yeah.
seems like a real minority of people are seeing what Athena's doing. Yeah, that continual struggle of knowing that she's probably doing well because I've seen her past work and it's excellent. So I'm assuming that it's still good,
Yeah.
or to excellent. And it's just like, okay, like I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, why is she taking this L? Hardly Cameron can eat an L. Even Willow can eat an L. Like, I mean, she's not anywhere really
Yeah.
right now.
She's just there. And I mean, I guess we'll see how, but he likes doing that, like first round upsets and all that stuff. But
Oh.
yeah, but yeah, I was surprised. And now Harley Cameron's getting a shot at Athena's world title. Well, that should last 5 minutes. Athena honestly should blast her. I like Harley Cameron, but in the context of like what they do, she should get blasted.
Well, and I forgot even because we kind of bypassed it. There were two different because at match one was Claudio finally actually winning a
Yeah.
match
But against Orange Cassidy.
against the major opponent.
Yeah.
To me, I can't argue out of both sides of my mouth. I feel like more times than not, we're talking about how Claudio just eats too many L's,
Yeah, that's
for
fair.
and that the I was gonna call them the Dusk Riders, Death Riders, whatever, same difference. But yeah, the Death Riders needed a fucking win desperately. And Claudio finally getting one over Orange Cassidy is just fine by me because yeah, because that was the first match. Second match is the ladies tag team match. Third match, which is the reason why I went back to match number one. It's still wild to me the difference in presentation is all about Daniel Garcia versus Darby Allin.
Yes.
You have really sold Darby Allin. You have done the complete and utter opposite with Daniel Garcia. That's all I got, I guess.
I it's like it honestly feels like it's a per like it's I know it's got a sound that comes off as personal. I don't dislike Daniel Garcia at all. The person. Never met him, don't know him. Nicest guy. I see him come out on here and I'm like, why is this high school kid wrestling? You know? And like he's mean mugging down. Like, everything's wrong. I don't know who needs to get a hold of him and change the way he does things. But you see this, and I just went, well, this is gonna be over. This is gonna be drawn out, isn't it? And sure enough, it was. But it's also like, okay, Wheeler's the guy that always loses for the Death Riders, but somehow doesn't get kicked out. Now, Daniel Garcia is always losing for the Death Riders. So how is this supposed to be helping him? No, you gotta be a badass. You gotta do this. You gotta do this. Okay, like.
He's been the understudy too many times at this point too.
Yes, he's been an understudy
You
for how
know,
long?
him and Yuta both, like you kind of mentioned him. It's just like, these guys have been understudies now for like 3 years. It's just like, at least with Garcia, he's had more of a change of scenery for the most part, but Yuta, God. Yeah, like
But yeah, but no,
I just, to me, there's no coming back with those guys.
I do not care. I do not get excited in any respect for when Daniel Garcia comes out. I just don't care. And the crowd, like these AEW crowds have been pretty weird lately. They've been pretty quiet off and on. So it's like, well,
Oh.
okay. And I mean, they kind of pop for Darby. It wasn't that loud. So it's just like, I don't know if it's just the crowd or disinterest, but I'm like, how can you be disinterested in Darby Allin?
I
You
mean, I
know?
did kind of laugh because, oh yeah, we skipped by that part too. Because did that take place before the Darby Allin match? I think the answer is yes. Yeah, it did happen before the Darby Allin match with the announcement of the Casino Gauntlet match at Full Gear for the new AEW National Championship, because we had the Hurt Syndicate out there for this shortly after this announcement. And MVP rattles off a bunch of old school names that, dear Lord, was MVP trying to impress just us? Because none of those names are relevant to anyone fucking younger than us.
Was trying to keep like a blasé attitude. That was good. Yeah, I know. I just
I'm well,
it's
hey, do you want to pop a 50-year-old? Great.
yeah. Yeah. I didn't know this was gonna happen. They mentioned it in the opening segment, but then he got interrupted by Joe. And I went, did he just say a new title? And as sure as shit, how many? This is nothing new. And it's been people have talked this to death already. You have the Unified Championship, which is the International Championship and the Continental Championship. There are three belts, though.
Oh no.
So
Oh, hold on.
Okada's only
What's
carrying
it?
one,
What is
but
what's his name? TNT champion?
somebody.
The other bland guy that's supposed to be popular, the Australian guy.
Oh, Kyle
Kyle
Fletcher. Yeah, he's a
Fletcher.
TNT champion. Yeah. Which
Okay.
okay, I like what they're gonna do there. But
Yeah,
So then.
they're moving in a better direction with him. He's still bland as fuck, but
But it's like,
they're
so,
at
okay.
least doing something with
One
him.
detail you missed, though, is they're having the national champion, and it's going to be taken around the globe to defend.
For those, since we are not doing video quite yet, Jeremy just took off his headset.
I was about to yell on my microphone. That's not fair to you. What are we doing? What are we doing? You had a continental champion that never defended anywhere else. You haven't was was the other one was an international champion, right? Never defended anywhere else. So you named this
Well,
one.
International did defend it everywhere else when they first started it.
When it was the
But
Atlantic title, the
yes,
all
when it
Atlantic
was,
title with a Japanese flag on it. Yeah. So, but they unified
yep,
those
they had
two
just some geography problems there.
to eliminate a title. No one gives a goddamn Okada is the unified champion. No one cares. So, what's the best way to handle this? We'll just add another one that is by name stupid to take it anywhere else
Other than the
outside.
continent.
Well, that would be the Continental Championship, wouldn't it? The national one should stay in the United States. They just don't want a. But again, it's another championship that means nothing. The TNT title means nothing. The unified means nothing. Now we've got a women's title. Okay. We have a TBS title that is worthless. Now we're gonna have it's
Well,
just another
yeah,
belt.
it is
We're
kind of
13
weird
now.
that has gotten, it has really gotten lost in the shuffle. You know, like you said, like if her third, she has 13, 12 or 13 championships, just like you haven't really defended this in a while. So
Well,
like,
she's going after another one Friday for House of, I think it's this Friday at House of Glory, going after another one. This is dumb. And I know that they're coming up with these.
and honestly, the other point too is that honestly, her big story right now is with Statlander for the AEW Women's Championship. Not, you know, it's still not about the TBS Championship for her.
But it's I understand why these indie promoters are inviting her in to win their title.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't get any press on TV. You now it's just being held by a bunch of stooges that just stand there. They don't even announce what promotions they are.
Yeah,
So
they
I,
just are holding the belts out and praying that we read them. And
yeah.
I don't know if those promotions think that we're gonna watch because of it. They might get a little bit of a pop. I
They
maybe
okay, and this is what's all right. They're
like
supposedly.
viewership wise, like it might help their gate.
I
It's
don't even know where
far
to find
more.
these places on TV. Some most of them, like they're little
Yeah.
promotions who are usually in front of like 50 people, if that. And now, like, well, now we're gonna sell 1,000 tickets for the next one. One, I don't believe that. And then two, after that, is she gonna come back? Or is she just coming back to lose the title and you're going to go back to 50 people? So it's a short-term jolt in the arm for
Oh.
cash, probably, and
Yeah.
not notoriety, because if you don't know that company, you don't know where to find it. So it's like, oh, over the weekend, what's her name? Chris Statlander interfered.
Monet. Oh, yeah.
Chris Statlander
Oh.
interfered and cost Monet the CZW light heavyweight championship or something. I don't know.
Right.
But it's like,
Fair enough.
oh, okay. No, it's obnoxious. It's not fun, and it's not going to help in the long run. But all these people are short-sighted. So
Yeah, all about the AEW National Championship.
yeah, because
Ladies
who
and
gives a
gentlemen,
goddamn?
what's that's what happens around these parts. The week after we praise Bandidos Abuela, FTR has one of their best segments in a while,
I didn't
quite
like
frankly.
I didn't like this for all the right reasons. I really
Yes.
did like this. I was like, leave
The,
that poor woman alone. Like,
that is why it worked for me. I'm like, dude, you guys are being such dicks right now.
yes,
And even
it was
the
just.
fact that I the only person in some ways that I feel bad about, but she puts herself in this position anyway, is Renee Paquette. I'm just like, why are you such a dipshit? Why do you think that Stokely Hathaway is telling you the truth
Okay.
right now?
So there's other reasons I like this segment.
But other
That
than
was
that, I
super
love that
uncomfortable.
segment.
It was super super uncomfortable because I don't think she speaks English. So when
No.
Dax is constantly pulling the mic from her, she's still answering. And I'm like, oh, this poor lady doesn't know what to do.
No,
And
she
it
does
just
not know kayfabe.
no.
She is truly ahem, a stunt granny.
Yes, I was waiting for them to say that, but I just so then they're backstage. All right, I loved Brody King punching through the door. Two things I would have changed: have him grab Stokely and somehow pull him through the door. That would have been badass. And since that didn't happen, I would have actually changed it. I know Brody's the big man, the strong man, right? I would have had
Yeah.
Bandito do it. Because that's his
Oh.
grandma. It's his grandmother. That's his
Yeah.
grandmother, right? Yeah. So
Yes.
I would have had him do it. Like, well, who was that? And all of a sudden, Bandito's the one that, like, oh, well, I didn't know he was that strong, which I know the door's the door. But I
Oh
just,
yeah.
yeah.
The cardboard that they punch through is the
Yeah, that
cardboard
balsa
that they
wood.
punch through.
Yeah. Well, have you ever punched through one of those doors? It's not that hard. So
It's not that easy.
I can say with great certainty twice. Not proud. So, but sometimes you get mad. But yeah. So I really like this. It really does make you want to see FTR get their ass kicked by
Oh
something fierce. And because
yeah.
I like Brody King and I really like Bandito. And like,
Yeah,
by the way,
I just wish Bandito wasn't the ROH champion right now. He'd be in such a better position if he weren't.
yeah, well, it'd be nice if he was a Ring of Honor champion. We could see his matches without having to like dig through YouTube to find the bootleg of it. And I'm not paying for Honor Club. So, but
Yeah.
I can't believe WWE didn't try and get him. Because he speaks English just fine. So, going by that prerequisite, the dude's awesome.
Yeah,
So,
that one was surprising that
yeah.
they did not grab him. To keep things moving along, Megan Bain versus Mina Shirakawa, because we had a bunch of matches to determine who might go first in the Blood and
Yeah.
Guts matches.
Mina taking Queen Amidala's place because she's hurt. It's whatever. This match was whatever. Megan Bain won as she should. Toni Storm's act is getting thin for me. Now she got attacked, right? By Marina Shafir.
Yeah, she
Yeah.
started to get strangled out by her. I did honestly, like, this was one of those matches, or the only thing I remember, because I posted about it on the old Twitter. I don't know if Mina Shirakawa accidentally went over for a Hurricane Rana or what happened right there at the end, but Megan Bain needed to pull her back up for the running Liger bomb, and I'm just like,
Yeah.
Jiminy Chris, like, I obviously they've talked about how powerful she is and yada yada, but sometimes I'm like, you guys are just paying lip service.
Nope.
That was a moment where I'm like, joosh. Like, I'm
Yeah.
like, because Mina Shirakawa is definitely in a completely non-offensive way, is not one of the smaller women in AEW. And for Megan Bain to muscle her back up for that, I'm just like, wow. Like, that was more of one of those impressed moments than some of the put on moments that they've used for her in the past, quite frankly. So thought that that was worth mentioning before we, because we kind of talked about the six-man match that ended the night. So unless you have something else to forget to talk about with the ops versus the rando babyface team
No, I was
to talk about.
just going through some of the, yeah, no, nothing. Like the show was fine. It is what it is. And
Yeah,
it's,
this week was not as I feel like we bitch about last week. This one was, though it had some problems, was it moved along fairly well and was not was more tolerable
yeah, but
than
it
last
also felt
week.
like a two-parter though, because like everything moved, was like, I guess in a good way, moved over to Collision. So now we're going to get, because Roderick Strong came and saved Kyle O'Reilly and
Oh,
John Moxley. And, but now we're getting Moxley, Kyle O'Reilly, or Moxley, Roderick Strong
Roger
again.
Strong. Yeah.
We just had that.
That, and it's
So.
weird that we go to that after the fact that after two consecutive weeks, we're not getting a resolution to Moxley and Kyle O'Reilly, even though they had their own interaction
Yeah.
during the match.
Yep. So.
Yeah, they spread themselves too thin. Instead of concentrating on a story, sometimes they just spread themselves too thin.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it was a good hook for a Collision. I'll give them that. Hey, do you want to find out who wins everything? And I'm like, well, college football's
Yeah.
on. I mean, I won't see the majority of it because, Disney's a bunch of dickheads. But, whatever.
Well, I will do what I normally do and watch Collision on like Monday.
Yeah.
So, I have made that pretty clear, I feel like, on the podcast that day of watching is the kind of a thing of the past for yours truly at a minimum. So, sometimes it happens, sometimes usually it doesn't. So yeah, I'll probably watch Collision after the fact. I would assume you do not have a Beltane beer over there,
No,
sir.
I'm good. I am good this time.
Earlier this year, we went to Denver, Colorado, and I went to True Brewing, which is one of the few heavy metal breweries in this fine country of ours. And they have an imperial stout that is one of their basics, called Funeral Imperial Stout, 12% alcohol. It's doing a number on yours truly currently. It is a very tasty, very basic, nothing funsy really to talk about it, other than to say if you like imperial stouts, go have it. Very, very good. Even if there isn't, caramel or macchiato or vanilla, anything like that. I like imperial stouts, and this one's a very good one. So, should one find themselves in Denver, go visit True Brewing. Even if you don't like heavy metal, they have some very, very good beers. So that is the Beltane beer suggestion from at DeFrango11. He is at Granny Maze. The brand is at St. Granny.
Damn it.
Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also download us at places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.